Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So let's dive into today's episode and the fascinating world of cycling and weight loss, and especially if you're over 40. So it's not about just clocking and more hours on the bike. There's actually a science behind it that could make or break your weight loss goals. So fatigue and ghrelin. So here's the intriguing revelation. While it might seem intuitive to pedal more in a way to improve your weight loss success, excessive cycling could actually be throwing a spanner in the works. And you might ask why. Well, it boils down to intriguing interplay between fatigue levels and this little troublemaker that we like to call ghrelin, the appetite hormone. So imagine this. You're out conquering the roads, feeling invincible, unknown to you. Every pedal stroke, your body's fatigue levels are on the rise, and so is the production of ghrelin. This dynamo effect can be a tag team to your efforts, leaving you tired and consistently hungry, potentially leading to overeating and undermining your weight loss aspirations. So what is the solution? The key lies in achieving a balance between the two. So instead of mindlessly increasing your cycling hours, it's time to approach it in a really strategic way. The goal is not to abandon your beloved time on the bike, but to fine-tune the intensity that you're doing and the duration of your rides. Think of it as a symphony, finding the perfect harmony where your body responds positively without triggering the appetite hormone ghrelin. So it's about cycling smarter, not harder. Adjusting your routine for sustainable results might look like this. Consider scaling back a bit of your cycling to manage your fatigue levels and keep your ghrelin levels in check. It's not a complete halt, rather than a thoughtful adjustment to your routine. This idea is to create a sustainable routine that supports your weight loss journey, listening into your body for body signals and not just ignoring it completely. So how do you strike this delicate balance within your cycling routine? So start by fine-tuning your body signals. If you find yourself more fatigued than fulfilled after a ride, it might be time to re-evaluate. You want to diversify your workouts with sessions like strength training, yoga, that will give your muscles a little break and manage your fatigue better. And do not underestimate the power of a good night's sleep. It's the unsung hero in any fitness journey. So there you have it, the insight into why cycling might be throwing a curveball at your weight loss goals and how to navigate through it. It's a journey of understanding your body, finding the right balance, and making informed choices. So thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed this week's video. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.